escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
As Shador infested the entire team, did Shador's entrances just infest? How serious can we take this team if they're wearing matching outfits?
I'm going to tell you right now, the Browns are either going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Or they're going to win one game and everyone's getting fired. These are the kind of shenanigans that either lead you to greatness.
They're not shenanigans. Not shenanigans.
Or it's Hugh Jackson's ass falling out, jumping into Lake Erie after going winless in a season.
I'm not surprised that Shador did this only because look at NBA culture and the entrances attached to that. Like, it's a real way
even of. Even NBA players haven't done this.
I watched Trae Young bring an ice cooler in it with sneakers that he was trying to promote into a tunnel entrance.
Still, like, not as weird as having a teammate of yours have a speaker in playing your song.
This is the way that this is going down. But I never thought I'd see a wide receivers coach and an OC coach coming together that way.
It really is. And so,
you have to have swag in order to try to pull that off.
I don't think either guy has swag.
I think your comment about either 3-14 or the Super Bowl might be accurate.
So, on top of this, the Pharaoh, as it turns, or whatever, the Shigandolf, the man carrying the staff and also wheeling in the speaker blaring Shador's music.
Yeah.
We had a call. This is not by any means official, but they say it's Tony Brown, who's a cornerback with the Browns.
Yeah.
And they say that the staff is a religious artifact.
Which we have to know how deep of a religious artifact this is.
Is he a pharaoh?
I have to figure out where this came from.
Is it Moses' staff?
Is it like $1 million staff? Is it like a $10,000 staff?
Like, the idea that anyone would understand you're carrying staff in, and it's like, no, sorry, he's just really religious. He's just big into the G, right?
You can't tell me he hasn't made friends on the team. If you got him signing up to carry the staff and play his music.
I actually think this might be the best sign.
This is like a cult following.
This might be the best sign that Shador is going to be somebody with the Browns. If I think 5 or 6 year veteran, a cornerback, is willing to carry your speaker in while carrying his mighty staff of the Middle East or something else?
Yeah, so here's what I would say on this whole entire thing. Kind of like when it comes to the NBA players when they come in with their extravagant entrances and everything else, they're fine. But if you don't play well, they're going to get thrown back in your face. Is a Baker getting shaving 3 times in a game? It's fine. You can do it. You just have to play well. If you play well, nobody will care.
You know, it's going to be thrown in your face too, right? Not by me.
No, I mean, I might just find it ridiculous if anybody could associate something that happens 2.5 hours in a pregame entrance to how he's going to play on the field. People will, but it is ridiculous.
What other quarterback would you
they
not
say? They all express themselves in certain ways. They all do. If you've been watching tunnel entrances long enough to see that they all do different things.
Is this outside the norm for NFL quarterbacks?
He just doesn't have headphones on. That's, I mean, okay, we met at Gandalf. We met at the artifact.
Okay, But that's the whole thing together.
But that's Shador, though. Shador just won't. He won't just do it the same way as everybody else. He had to do something that was, in his mind, a little bit extra. Yes.
For no a preseason one, game.
He's got to get himself into it. He's got to get himself excited. And he's been able to do it.
But okay.
It's his own music. Earlier, it's not bothering anybody. It's not bothering anybody in the slightest bit.
I think it's bothering people on social media.
Why? Why would you be bothered on social media? Kevin Stefanski
will be annoyed by this when he gets asked about it after the game.
If he throws three touchdowns and throws for 200 yards, no one's going to even come close to even thinking about
this. And if he throws for 125 yards and three interceptions.
Will you admit on Monday, if he looks good, that this didn't matter?
No, it's not about mattering to the game. But is this outside the norm for a fifth-round rookie quarterback who I thought was a second-round talent? I'm trying to present that fair and balanced. Is it the fourth man on the depth chart? Is this abnormal? Because that's the other thing. You keep talking about all these starting quarterbacks. He's not the starting quarterback. He is the fourth backup. Like, that's the other part of this that is just, it's funny. It is funny. I'm not outraged about it. I am incredibly amused by it. But it is, I mean, it is, if anyone else on the planet did this, or if a Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback did this, we would never let it go.
Well, but the Steelers have never had a quarterback that we would think to ourselves, when it comes to, I'm not going to say never had a quarterback that drew attention. They've had a bunch that have drawn attention,
or had,
obviously.
Like, problematic.
Yeah, they've had a bunch that have had that type of situation. But like this is where Shador puts himself in his own little class, where it's almost like the rules for most people, and when it comes to Shador, are just a little bit different here. But I understand what you're saying. If he played for Jacksonville and his name wasn't Shador Sanders,
if Trevor Lawrence did this. Hype,
even Trevor Lawrence, though, like this is just how these entrances go these days. Like every quarterback, every NBA player, all these guys, they just do different things.
Trevor
now.
Lawrence gets made fun of for looking like Martina Navratilova.
Yeah, but this is 1975. Like this is how players express themselves, and because it happens 3 hours before the game, most people don't really have an issue with it.
I think you're doing a great job of dodging the charges, and I'm proud of you.
It's not dodging the charges.
You are 100% dodging.
It's not
charges.
Dodging the charges.
Oh my God.
I can't believe you seem offended by this.
Honestly, Anthony Lima, you are no longer the slippery wizard.
I can't believe you're offended by this.
After this last 40 minutes and the shenanigans you have pulled.
You know in your heart, anything that happens 2.5 hours before a game's got nothing to do with the game.
If we talk about what we know in our heart, you know in your heart, if anyone else did this,
playing music openly is the problem here.
With
Kent Carman says he answers calls and plays them on the loudspeaker all the time. What's the difference? So he doesn't put headphones in?
As somebody else I would make fun
he
of.
He doesn't put headphones in? That's his biggest crime right now? Come on.
That's a bad analogy.
Come on.
That's an awful analogy.
Well, it does. It blows my mind. Apparently, Ken, he'll if he's listening to music or anything, he'll just listen to it as if he just... Everyone has to.
If I ever catch that, Ken's going to catch hell from me. And I rarely will ever say that. I will make fun of Ken for that to his face.
He said that on the air. I think it was a couple months ago that he just if it's music, whatever it is, he just listens to it on his phone. He doesn't put the headphones in.
The lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.